Oh, look, obviously it's disappointing for the South Burnett, but what is really encouraging is that Hope Dairies themselves are going to reposition themselves as a Wagyu, around a Wagyu model. So I think we need to be heartened by the fact that the same employees are going to stay employed, from what they're telling me, and they're also continuing with buying the land. So there's still a contract on foot, I understand. They're not selling up and they're not exiting the area. And in relation to the dairy proposal, it is just on hold.
So I understand that Hope Dairies has already acquired or purchased two properties and is leasing another. They'll be running the Wagyu on those, to your knowledge?
Yeah, that's my understanding. So like I say, anything for the area is fantastic. It's also very heartening to know that they're not exiting the area, like I said. So I think it is disappointing. It was a very big project. And what we'll be doing, or what I'll be doing as a local member, is trying to encourage them back into that project. They have said it's just on hold. I think it's vital for the dairy industry in Queensland that it does go ahead. So I'm going to really work with them and work out what the issue is, and let's hope it can get back up on foot as soon as possible.
Did they say why it's on hold? I understand they told you in a letter.
Yeah, look, I mean, I haven't had any distinct reasons been put to me. They're a private enterprise and they're entitled to do what they want to do. What I need to do is understand what those issues are and then see if I can in any way work through the issues and get them back on foot again.
And what happens from here? Because I know the Gympie region was quite excited at the prospect of having a new processing site in the Murray Valley to create more jobs. What do you think will happen for those opportunities now?
Well, I mean, obviously that's on hold. I can't speak for what's happening in the Murray Valley, but I know in the South Burnett, they've already, you know, had a really good season with their crops. They're continuing to do that. So for the South Burnett, I think it's all good. For the Murray Valley, I'm not so sure. I imagine that will all be completely on hold until something further happens in relation to the dairy in the South Burnett.